Talk to me no matter what you feel. Hi, this is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast, podcast number 383. Sorry about the earlier number issues that I had, which apparently are a number I can't count, and so in not being able to count, I had basically had podcast 383 times and podcast 377 twice and so on and so forth. This podcast is brought to you by the upcoming novel, Danny and the Corporate Ladder. Sometimes in life you meet people that are just amazing and you think that person's just too good to be true. And then you spend time with them and you get to learn more about them and you realize, wow, yeah, they really are that good. Danny and the Corporate Ladder, available as an audiobook or a paperback book or a Kindle book, likely in March of 2023. So today we're wandering through a bunch of interesting topics. The first topic, and probably the least interesting, is the continued basement project, which the kids are moving out today. So it is Sunday the 29th, and the kids are moving out. So in moving out of the basement, that frees up space for me to do the cleanup job that I need to do to finish the basement project I started basically 3 years ago before the kids moved in, or actually, yeah, 3 years before the kids moved back in. So the last 3 years it's been on hold. I'll actually make some dent and progress in the report on the basement in the next couple of weeks. So, woohoo, finally. Got to watch a little bit of the Eagles and 49ers game. Sorry to see the young man Brock Purdy get hurt. Kind of changed the tenor of the game overall, but the Eagles played well and looked good. And I saw that the Chiefs won in the evening. I didn't watch that game because I was watching other stuff, but it just, you know, it's going to be an interesting Super Bowl. The Chiefs have been to what, two or three of the last five Super Bowls, and they're 1-1, so this is their second trip. And the Eagles have been, this is the Eagles' third Super Bowl trip. Interesting fact, the first Super Bowl trip for the Eagles was with the coach Andy Reid, and the current Kansas City coach is the same coach, Andy Reid. So kind of an interesting reality and kind of a subplot and twist, as it were, in that process of getting to the Super Bowl. Anyway, number of other things that are going on, you know, obviously continuing to build and drive as much as I can towards you know, the rover project that I'm considering in building, getting ready to kind of take the next step, which is to order the rover and then go from there in terms of building it. I haven't quite come to the actual which rover I'm going to get process. I'm close. I've got like four ideas and four conceptual rovers, but you know, some of them are bloody expensive and they don't really do a lot more than the ones that are cheap. So it's one of those things where I'm going to, you know, I'm going to think about it. I'm going to take a look at it and figure out what do I need and what's best for me. Just the simple reality of what's best for me, right? That's always important. What else? I guess the other big thing is we're heading back into a heavier customer season for me. I had like a week before Christmas and then a few weeks after Christmas, two weeks after Christmas that were slower. Things are picking up and moving forward now. So, you know, I'm getting a lot more time with customers, which I like. I don't know if the customers like that, but I like that. Always fun. Anyway, trying to look at a number of other items. I've got a new Hub Pages article talking about the human brain interface, or what's called the brain computer interface, or BCI. I have an idea for a product. I kind of shared some of my ideas, my thoughts, my thinking around what a BCI interface should truly look like, and the value proposition of that BCI interface. You know, what does it do? How does it work? And then I was thinking about, you know, what are the devices that that would eventually replace? You know, the object or concept of a picture is a frozen moment in time. One instant out of a day, and you know, your retina captures those, but so does a digital camera. But maybe in the future, you know, the BCI can do the capture directly off your retina, right? Just grab that image as it comes in if you want it. The other thing is, you know, it would obviously replace your cell phone. You wouldn't be carrying around a cell phone anymore. You wouldn't have to have, you know, internet connectivity. It would be an interesting thing. You could have live voice translation available to you anywhere you are, anywhere you go, simply because you're always connected. You're always, you know, engaged and involved. That is actually, interestingly enough, one of the themes in my book that I'm working on right now, which is all about a hero and trying to find something and that hero falling in love. And what does that mean for that person? But anyway, another story for another day. That book is pretty far from being done. I would say it's probably another month before I'm finished with it, maybe a month and a half. I think I have 3 books in the can beyond Danny and the Corporate Ladder right now. It takes me a while to get books done. Not the fastest writer in the universe. And of course, you know, like all things, right? I've been wandering the internet looking at a number of ways people are interacting with each other. One of the things that always bothers me is that there's this feeling on the internet that you're anonymous, so it's okay to say anything. And I really feel like, you know, if you wouldn't say something to somebody's face, on the likelihood that they pop you in the mouth hard, you know, you probably, there are things you just wouldn't say. There are things you would not do in person, right? You just wouldn't say it. You wouldn't say, you know, you wouldn't call somebody and some of the names that people call you on the internet, things like that. And while that is certainly not hate speech in the sense that it's not hateful, it's not good speech, right? It's not speech that, you know, says ultimately, it's, you know, it's an interesting reality, and it's just what happens when people, you know, what happens when people feel like they're anonymous and they don't have to truly, consider the human. Anyway, my name is Scott Anderson. Thank you for reaching my podcast, and you have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening.